Welcome back to our channel, Date Nights Matter. Welcome if you're new here. I'm Tiffany Rose.
I'm Anthony.
And thank you for joining us on this Sunday, getting ready for the week up ahead. I know it's been a long week, closing out the weekend here. It's definitely been a long week.
Daylight savings has changed.
It's messed us up a little bit. I'll be honest.
This is the first year I've honestly felt daylight saving. Like waking up Monday, I was like,
I know.
And then it's typically like, all right. Then woke up Tuesday. It was literally just waking all up week, for me though. It's been the morning. Yeah. But then I felt it carry
I
over.
I love having the sun out longer though.
100%.
It definitely feels so much better than it getting dark at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been a nice sunny week.
I know. Yeah. The weather's actually breaking a little bit. Yeah. Finally getting into springtime. Mm-hmm. My favorite season. I love spring.
I'm ready for the summer.
Yeah. But yeah, I think we could just dive right into it today. We're obviously talking about discipline. Can discipline unlock freedom? What do you think?
I think
discipline. Well, before we get into that, I feel like there's a lot of misconceptions with discipline.
Yeah, I think a ton. But I mean, let me ask you, what are the misconceptions that you've heard?
What I think. Discipline? That there is no freedom, that there's no flexibility, that it's just structure, structure, structure.
Yeah.
And obviously hearing that, you're like, I don't want to be disciplined, like, or punishment even, you know? Right. Like as a parent, looking at it from that perspective, it's like discipline equals punishment and just getting in trouble or something like that. But yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions about it.
Is that a bad misconception though, being structured and having structure?
Not when we break it down though. Yeah. No, when you break discipline down, you need it. I feel like we've had it in every area of our lives as of lately, but it has taken a lot of growth for one and a lot of working on it. Like
it's been baby steps. Yeah. And I think that's the discipline, right? Mm-hmm. Taking the baby steps, and that's where it's like focusing on this area of our life for a second, right? It's like, okay, we need to get our
how can I improve here,
you know? Okay, we're going to start budgeting better. Mm-hmm. We're going to start, you know, going grocery shopping every week instead of every other week. We do this little things, right? And I think, you know, all right, we're going to eat out, you know, only once or twice a week. You can pick and choose your days,
and then sticking to that, that's the thing I like. That it's planning, but then also discipline is actually doing it and executing it and not just talking about it. Like, I want to lose weight, but just talking about it is one thing. And actually, all right, now I'm buying healthy groceries. I'm cooking better during the week. I'm not eating out as much. I am going to the gym however many times. Yeah. Now it's action.
No, it's literally, I think it's that the will, right? The willpower, you know, to really want to do better.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I think that's what it comes down to. Do you want to do better in this specific area? If it is, like you just pointed out, you know, losing weight.
Yeah.
Are you going to the gym consistently? And are you sticking to the gym after you lose your desired weight?
But it takes a lot of practice in doing that. Yeah. Just like, you know, because you're not start always going to want to do it. You know? Yeah. Once a week, twice a week, three times, and, you know, gradually get up. Mm-hmm. But you're not always going to feel motivated.
Yeah.
And I like that saying, you're not always going to feel motivated. So you must be disciplined because there are plenty of days that I don't feel motivated to do anything.
But I mean,
but it takes that discipline to get up and like, all right, let me make the bed. Yeah. Let me do these small little tasks all day. You know, even if I don't get to a workout today, I should.
Yeah.
Typically with being disciplined. But even if I decide, let me rest today, if I really need that rest break and deciding, do I need this rest break? Mm-hmm. You know, and being honest with myself, because at the end of the day, I'm only affecting myself if I don't step up and work out and I get up out of bed and do what I need to do for the day. Mm-hmm. You know?
No, yeah. I think you like making your bed. That's such a small thing. But when you wake up and make your bed, I actually read a fact on that. You remember I shared that with you, and it was
Stuck with me too. I know what you're talking about.
A certain percent of millionaires, right, and folks of that caliber, like it was like people make their bed. It was just a fun fact type of thing, and I think it's just those because type of little things.
But
right?
It said too, they make their beds because it's just setting the tone for your day,
right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you wake up, you make your bed. you're doing at least one task for the day.
For yourself.
For yourself.
Well. Yeah.
That's something you do when you wake up and you have, go on with your day and then you do other tasks and you know, it just sets that tone. But even if the day goes bad, it said at the very least, you come home to a made bed. And I always thought about that, like at the very least, like in other words, they're coming home to like a messy bed, clothes on it and everything. Yeah. Like at least it's made, at least it's clean. Like just hop right into bed feeling good.
Yeah.
Makes you feel a little bit good about the day.
Little 100%. Bit. But I think you also touched on another good thing was just like, you're not always going to want to be disciplined. You're not always going to want to wake up, work out. You're not always going to want to, you know, if you're a writer writing on the side and you got a full-time job, whatever it may be, but it's like always having a why. And I think that's important, you know, like truly having a why. Like my why is, you know, my wife and my son and just doing better, but also wanting better for yourself. And I think people get that, you know, misconstrued in a sense, because it's like, yeah, my why is you, right? And Kingston, and I want to do better for our family, but ultimately I want to do better for myself.
Exactly.
Because that's going to affect you and affect Kingston. And I think that's one of those things that kind of just...
And that's exactly it. Like, discipline at the end of the day is for yourself.
Yeah.
You love yourself. We talk about self-care all the time and mental health and doing better and all this, but it starts with being disciplined within yourself, because at the end of the day, you have yourself and that's it. So you have to take care of yourself.
Exactly.
Like that's where it starts.
Do that extra thing. That's whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, just do that extra thing. Even though it's uncomfortable, even though it's annoying, you know, it's like, I think Mike Tyson said it. It was like doing what you hate, but acting as if you love it.
Yeah.
That's discipline in his mind, right? Because it's like going that extra mile, running that extra mile, hitting that heavy bag one more time, you know, and just pushing yourself, you know, honestly, because you're only going to shape yourself and tomorrow's going to be better.
Exactly.
Be
and I think
for those opportunities, you know,
I think that's the thing when we look at, like, again, the misconceptions and versus the actual reality of it all, like the freedom piece with it and the confidence that you build with having discipline, knowing that you can do something and sticking through with it and being consistent and making yourself stronger as a person. Like, that's what it's about at the end of the day. It is.
I'll tell you
that. It is.
You know, and that's, I think, even it's something so small. Learning, I remember when you, like, were in the gym early on and you got your push-ups down and it was just like, I felt good.
No,
it's
like, accomplishing something for yourself and pushing yourself to that limit. And that's for me where it did start was, you know, a couple years ago when I started working out. And that's the thing. That's another part of it where people think it's like, or I even thought of it where it's like discipline is just for, you know, work and school and working out. And that's just where it starts and ends, you know? So that's where I started with working out at first to lose weight, but then it turned into just wanting to be healthy.
Yeah.
And I think that mindset shift for me is how I learned discipline in every other area of life, right? Because it is working out. It is doing the extra rep. It is coming down and working out when I don't feel like it. I have no motivation and doing it and just showing up for myself and showing myself that I can do it. So that makes you more confident as a person to be able to go into whatever else that you're doing at work or at home or whatever and just be like, no, I could do this. Like I believe in myself a little bit more, you know, and that brings more creativity and freedom and flexibility. And that's the thing, flexibility. Sorry to keep talking, like, but the flexibility aspect of it, like, is yes, you have to be disciplined. Yes, there's structure in it. You have to have a routine. And I think we work well because we're so routine oriented. Yeah. We are on it, but still allowing that flexibility, you know, like if today doesn't go exactly how we thought it would be, that's okay. You know, go with the flow a little bit, like, because if you do stick to that routine all the time, when you're really not feeling it and don't give yourself those days, that's when it starts like, all right, no, I can't do this.
Yeah,
you know, I can't be disciplined because like, this is too much. Like I need a break.
No, the consistency, you know? I think the consistency is the key. And it becomes a lifestyle, you know, that's discipline, right? I think we live a disciplined lifestyle at this point where, you know, we, again, eating healthy, working out, Bible, journaling, you know, all those things that you don't always want to do, you know, to be honest, right? But you know the benefit and how you feel afterwards, just like that feeling after work, and all, you go hard for that hour, and it's like, while I'm doing it, it's not the best. There are some workouts where it does feel good, right? It's like, oh yeah, I'm going, right? It feels great right now. But there are those other days where you're like, man, or those other days you've been journaling, right? And
I don't know, feel like
right? But even reading, it's just like all these things that, you know, feed you.
Yeah.
And I think for me, that's one of those things where when I ignore, you know, being disciplined, it hits me in the back of my brain, and it's like that voice where it's like,
you know, you should be getting up and doing that.
I think everyone has that voice. And of course, everyone's different, but I think everyone has that small voice in their head where it's like, you know, you shouldn't be eating a burger.
And listen to that.
You know, you shouldn't be going out to the club tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, you don't need that outfit, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, discipline does apply in every single area. I mean, even with us, right? You know, like, arguing and fighting fair, right? Yeah. And that, it's going to happen, you know, but being disciplined in those areas where you know you shouldn't be going down this route, you know what this route has led to before.
And yeah, and I think that's a good point. I think that was a great point. Just how it relates to relationships. And this could be any relationship, whether just starting or long-term relationship, marriage, friendships, all of that. It really helps you because you know how you're supposed to communicate, what tone you should be using, right? Or you know you should be listening and trying to be understanding and all of that. And that discipline comes in and forces you to do that, basically. Yeah. Forces you to be the bigger person always and make sure and that's for yourself first and foremost, but also for the relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, if I know that I have a problem with listening, and every time we're, you know, getting into a disagreement or we're actually having a conversation or something, you know, I make sure that I'm listening rather than talking over you or doing stuff like that. Like, that discipline comes into place, and I can sit here, I can listen, I can take it in. Okay, now let me respond.
Right.
You know, and it just makes you better in the relationship as well.
No, 100%. I mean, that's why we flourished, I feel like. And it's like, of course, we have arguments, we have things we have to work on, but again, applying that information that we have gathered from an argument or whatever. It's about action and execution, honestly. You know, don't go down that same path. And I think that's something we both have learned. And again, not just here, but in life, you know, it's like, it's wisdom, right? It's gathering that information and now being able to apply it differently in the future. And I think that's the key, you know, because you're right. I mean, when we first met, I think we had some discipline. Don't get me wrong, right? I think mine was more in sports. I do look back and say I could have even done more there. I wasn't as focused as I could have been. 1,000,000%. You know, so it's like, those are my regrets that I got to work on. But taking me a while to get over, you know, but I think that's something for me, to be honest with you. When I did get injured playing football, that's when true discipline kicked in for me, because I took it for granted in a sense, you know, and I've said that before, where, you know, it's been all my life, been good, all these things happen, and then you get there and you take it for granted, you know, to be honest with
you. But I think your discipline was more in your work ethic.
Yeah, that's, you know? Exactly.
You know, but it goes into, I think, and that's the thing, like, people don't even have that, you know, where it's like work ethic. I think we both kind of had that in our own separate ways, where it was that work ethic. We still have it to this day, but now applying it to the emotional aspects, our emotions, you know, our now the workouts and stuff like that, because we did gain weight.
Yeah,
don't act like we didn't.
Oh yeah, I definitely did.
We gained weight.
I mean, no, it was fat, but don't get twisted.
But still,
putting that out there.
But, you know, still, like, no, we gained weight. We definitely gained weight. But no, just
we
having
in the South, though. Let's sit on that for a second. Don't just pass over it. Like, give a little context.
We didn't realize it. We were in Charlotte. We ate a lot because there was such good food. First of all, the food was too good. But then coming to LA and everybody's healthy and moving around. And that's honestly where it started for me, where I was like, hold on. Like, I need to get myself together. And in order to do that, it takes some. I know. Coming out here, I'm like, wait a minute. hold on. I need to for real step it up. And people are getting out 5 a.m., 4 a.m., right, ready. It's busy traffic. Ready. I'm like, okay, hold on.
It's different.
Everybody is on the move here.
Yeah.
But that helped me. Honestly, it helped me be more disciplined moving out here.
Honestly.
It really did. Yeah. Like, okay. And it helps to go back to relationships too. It helps with time management in everyday life, planning with our family, with you and me. And, you know, when it comes to date nights, having date nights and putting that in the schedule, you know, and making sure that we're hitting it every so often whenever we need to.
Let's be honest, right? We call this date nights matter, right? But not every time we plan a date, it gets exciting as we're planning it. And then, okay, we're going to go on this date in a week. And then that day might have been a long day. Like,
I'm not going. I'm sorry. Or we'll do something at home or just chill.
But no, I'm saying when we've even been like, oh, you still want to go? And then we go. And then it's the best date we've had in a long time. Yeah. And it's like the best night.
True.
Right?
True.
Like the best food. We had the best conversation.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of being disciplined, because those results speak for itself.
Yeah, you're right.
When you
you're
go right. through those, you know.
Even when you don't want
hard
to.
Hard times,
and you keep pushing
it's
through.
It's like, oh, man, I work all day. Oh, Kingston was a lot. Like, it's been a long week.
We still need this for ourselves, and that helps our relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I was hitting it from the point, too, of just being flexible. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, you want to push through. And majority of the time, you should.
Yeah.
Majority of the time, you should do what you're saying and go to, on that date, because it is 100% of the time, it's going to be a great night. But really, if you really can't do it, if Kingston was a lot that night, your kids were a lot that night, the day, work, everything, whatever, it's okay to be like, okay, let's do something at home. Let's, you know, whatever the case is.
Pivot.
But, exactly, pivot.
Like, literally pivot, because I think that's important to not just, oh, all right, I guess we ain't doing it.
Yeah.
And then you in that sour mode, and that was the only date we had for whatever amount of time, you know? And I think that's, again, the importance of being disciplined in that aspect of date nights. I mean, we call it this, but it literally being disciplined for that and really being intentional, you know?
Yeah, that's all it comes down to, is just being intentional.
Yeah, yeah,
100%. That's it.
100%.
That's it.
Like, really planning.
Yeah, but all of it, too. But, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, it's really to better yourselves. We deserve that as individuals. And if we want healthy relationships, we want a healthy marriage, we want healthy lives, like, and fulfilling,
that's the
thing.
I'll be damned if, like, we pass and it's like, I haven't tried to reach my potential and done everything in my power, right, to reach that potential. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
And that's where I've always been. It's just, you know, maturing and you grow. But that's just always been my mentality of just, I think, again, seeing so many folks not reach their goals and not achieve their dreams, you know, whether that's family, whether that's friends, just growing, you know, in life. And that's where I'm at. It's like, we can't take this thing for granted and act as if, oh, we're supposed to be here, and this, you know, like, God has given me this opportunity, you better take advantage of it. That's how I see it, you know. So if you know how to draw, go to art school. If you know how to cook, go to chef school, because it's like,
or even just more, taking, you know, taking a step every day, even if it is, I want to be an artist, and this is just an example, draw something today, even if it's an outline today, tomorrow add on to it, or in a week add it.
Thing,
but just
man.
Keep
so many,
coming back to it and doing it. It doesn't
as long
have
as you
to
stay
be
consistent
so
in life nowadays, there's so many avenues. That's the beautiful thing, you know, like, whatever you want to go, if you stay consistent, you'll have something to
and put your all into it.
You'll have something to show for and then you know, it's in the bag. But again, it's a lot of laziness and a lot of excuses. That's not
You got to give up the excuses at the end of the day. Can't be complacent.
Change.
You got to change. You want to grow. You got to want to grow.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. You got to want to grow.
No.
And then do something about it. Figure out how to do it and do it. Like, that's what we've been doing, figuring it out along the way and just doing it.
That's it. Figure it out.
I love that.
That's the only way I know.
Yeah.
Like, not about to sit here and, I don't know. I guess we just going to sit here and complain.
<We'll see. laughs>
The man.
That's the thing. Just complaining. Complaining without action, like, what are we talking about? But let us know your thoughts. If you have any questions, how do you guys handle discipline? Let us know down below. We love hearing from you guys. So thank you for those who have commented. Really appreciate it. Make sure you tune in next week. Every Sunday we post new videos. And subscribe. Make sure you subscribe and share. Thank you guys. We'll see you next week.